I'm Deepak Chopra. This is Daily Breath. Being synchronized with the intelligence field creates balance, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. It also gives us strength and flexibility to meet any challenge effortlessly. What creates that kind of bright power? It is our inner dialogue. So, what is the inner dialogue? The inner dialogue is the localization of the conscious energy and intelligence field as your localized mind. The inner dialogue reflects aspects of universal consciousness, and these aspects could be connected to universal consciousness or they could be disconnected. To know and witness the inner dialogue and the ability to shift it is power that emanates from the boundless force of pure consciousness. Then nothing is beyond your reach. So as we are discussing this, let's talk about two kinds of power that I like to usually discuss. The first power I call agency power. It's the power of agency, fame, money, status. It is a physical kind of power, money, fame, title, that influences the lives of other people. This power is temporary. When the agency is finished, then this power is done. You were a billionaire, but now you lost your money in the stock market. No more of that power. You were the president, but no more. You didn't win the election. That power is gone. So agency power is temporal power. True power comes from within, spiritual, divine power, not material, permanent, does not die. So agency power comes from external things, objects, situations, events, relationships, symbols. Agency power is symbolic power. Self power is internal power. The internal reference point is the spirit. You're listening to your true self, the source of all power. Self power, when you access it, you will find that you're immune to criticism or praise, although you may be responsive to feedback. In fact, that's the ideal state. Immune to criticism or praise, but responsive to feedback. You will also have self-power when there's a deep understanding that we are all equal, beneath no one and superior to no one. Very few of us actually achieve a state of internal reference. Our thoughts get muddled by external factors, money, job, stress, relationships, tension, which hinder our spiritual development, and we end up moving in a direction opposite from where we want to go. The two best ways to overcome that tendency is to meditate and to consciously practice or be aware of your inner dialogue and making sure that the inner dialogue is moving in the direction of truth, goodness, harmony, beauty, love, compassion, joy, empathy, equanimity. This would be a positive inner dialogue. So for today, let's pause with just that.